This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Senate will come to order. The prayer today is offered by Father David Hussey, and the Pledge of Allegiance is led by Senate pages Ellen Boomgarden from Lenox and Madeline Ike from Ramona.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, look down upon this Senate today. Bless, guide, direct, and keep safe all who serve here, who have been chosen by the people of this state to represent them, to care for them, and to care about them. Help them as they do their work, that they may do it with grace and wisdom. And we ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Boland, Breitling, Kamak, Castleberry, Crabtree, Kerr, Diedrich, Duhamel, Duvall, Foster, Fry, Mueller, Greenfield, Heinert, Hunoff, Johns, Johnson, Klum, Kolbeck, Maher, Nessebar, Nordstrom, Otten, Roll, Rush, Schoenbeck, Shanefish, Smith, Stalzer, Steinhauer, Sutton, Simmons, Tobin, Wheeler, Wick, and Zickman. We have a quorum, Mr. President.
Thank you. The doctor of the day is Gene Campbell, MD. Dr. Campbell is in his final year of residency with the Peer Rural Family Medicine Residency Program. Dr. Campbell received his medical degree from Windsor School of Medicine. He is a member of the South Dakota State Medical Association. Dr. Campbell, welcome to the Senate. Thank you for your service. Senator Heinert.
Personal privilege?
Granted.
Well, Mitakapi members of the body, I stand before you today because in our culture, you know, everything has meaning. And a blanket isn't just a blanket. We give blankets when a child is born or a couple is married, or you've reached a certain milestone in your life, like a graduation, or you've done something heroic. Today, on our floor, we have someone who has reached an outstanding milestone. And the meaning of this blanket is, as it's wrapped around you, you know that you're loved by your community and your family. And each time you use that, that's supposed to be a reminder. So today, our good friend, a person who keeps us safe, who gives us a pat on the back when we need it, or a wink, or a smile, turned 80 years old today. So if Dave Bondi would please come on over.
Oh boy.
Please accept this gift from all of us for your 80th birthday. Well, it's very well deserved.
Thank you. I know I'm not supposed to speak, Mr. President, but I will say that I am old enough to be the father of this group right here, and thank God I'm not. Mr. President.
Senator Kamak.
Personal privilege.
Granted.
I want to make sure that that Mr. Bondi understands that all of the Senate wants to wish him a happy birthday. Happy birthday. And for the record, you were out of order, but I think we can make an exception in this case. Senator Colbeck.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, today I want to introduce a guest of mine here.
Granted.
Granted. Thank you, Mr. President. Personal privilege.
Go ahead.
Today I want to introduce a friend, a good friend of mine's son, who is in town for a couple days, and he wanted to join me in the Senate for about an hour, and I appreciate you giving me permission to bring him. It's Jeremiah Mulder. He's 15 years old, and he's got 65 more years to go before he gets to be as great as Dave Bondi was, okay? Anyway, he's 15 years old. He's a freshman at Lincoln High School. He's in Spanish immersion and part of the football and track team over at Lincoln High School in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Very fine young man, and when he stands up, I'll be as tall as Marsha Simons over there. So anyway, thank you. Stand up. Jeremiah, thank you.
Welcome to the Senate. Senator Zickman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, personal privilege.
Granted.
I should know that with the many years I've been up here by now. I just wanted to mention a couple of things. First of all, Dave Bondi and I have been friends for many, many years. He was the state director for adult vocational and technical education for quite a few years before I came, and after that we became very good friends, go to the same church together, sang in the same choir together, he better than I, and so we've been very, very good friends, and it's just very special, Dave, that you've turned 80 and I haven't, so I'm very happy. Happy birthday, my good friend. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Also like to announce that this is National FFA Week, and a thank you to the South Dakota FFA, and welcome to Senate. I think they are, any members in the audience, I think they're responsible for a bag of cookies that you all get. I didn't, but that's another story. I'll take that up with them. No, I'll be all right. Any other personal privileges before we get started? No. Should have kept my mouth shut. Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 25th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Senator Schoenbeck, Chair.
Second.
Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Senate Education met this morning, had under consideration Senate Bill 170, which was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Also, House Bill 1066, and they recommend that do pass. And House Bills 1055 and 1057, they recommend that both of these bills do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Senator Curd, Chair. And the Committee on Senate Judiciary met. They had under consideration Senate Bill 126, which was amended, and as so amended, they recommend that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Bill 173, which was amended, and they recommend it do pass after amending. 189 was amended. Recommend a do pass after amending. And then Senate Bill 143, recommend do pass, and they had under consideration Senate Bill 190, which was tabled. Senator Rush, Chair. The Senate Committee on Appropriations met. They had under consideration Senate Bill 27, which was amended. They recommend that as so amended, the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. And then they also had under consideration Senate Bills 130, 131, 132, and 133, recommending a due pass, and Senate Bill 159, which was tabled. Senator Hunoff, Chair. The Committee on Joint Appropriations had under consideration Senate Bill 171, which was amended, and as so amended, they recommend that the bill do pass. And that's respectfully submitted, Senator Hunoff and Representative Carr. And the Committee on Senate Commerce and Energy had under consideration House Bill 1113, recommending a due pass, and House Bills 1074 and 1098, recommending due pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Senator Crabtree, Chair. And the Committee on Legislative Procedure reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared Senate Bill 94 and 102, find the same correctly enrolled, and they also report that Senate Bills 81, 82, 92, 101, and 136 were delivered to the governor this morning for, were delivered to the governor for her approval. Senator Schoenbeck, Chair.
Messages.
Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit House Bills 1254, 1258, 1261, 1110, 1263, 1248, 1130, 1203, and 1124, which have passed the House, and your favorable consideration is requested. I have the honor to transmit Senate Bills 94 and 102, which have passed the House without change. I have the honor to inform the body that the House has concurred in Senate amendments to House Bills 1069, 1079, and 1090. And finally, I have the honor to transmit HCR 6008, which has been adopted by the House, and your concurrence is requested. Pat Miller, Chief Clerk.
Motions and resolutions.
SCR 607, a concurrent resolution affirming the legislature's support of the constitutional right to keep and bear arms.
SCR 607 is assigned to Senate Committee on State Affairs.
HCR 6008. A concurrent resolution to authorize the Mental Health Services Delivery Task Force for the limited purposes of monitoring the growth and development of current initiatives in the delivery of mental health services, reviewing and proposing adjustments to the levels of funding, and ensuring that the statutory and regulatory framework complements intended outcomes.
HCR 6008 is referred to Senate Committee on Health and Human Services.
Senator Kamak moves that Senate Bill 166 be deferred until Wednesday, February 24th to 27th legislative day.
Second.
Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Consideration of committee reports.
Senator Kamak moves that the reports of the Standing Committee on State Affairs on Senate Bill 97 and the Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs on Senate Bill 188 be adopted.
Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. First reading of House Bills.
House Bills 1110, an act to prohibit the performance of abortions due to Down syndrome and to provide a penalty therefor. 1124, an act to modify certain requirements concerning the printing of ballots. 1130, an act to establish requirements for the presentation of a written statement regarding the discontinuance of a drug-induced abortion. 1203, an act to authorize banks to engage in business with industrial hemp or marijuana licensees and associated persons. 1248, an act to require reports regarding the intentional disposal, destruction, or other disposition of human embryos. 1254, an act to prohibit preferential treatment in higher education employment practices. 1258, an act to revise certain provisions regarding cosmetology apprentice programs. 1261, an act to revise certain provisions relating to the training curricula required of a person appointed as a guardian or a conservator. And finally, House Bill 1263, an act to provide price transparency for health care costs.
Those House bills have been assigned as follows. Senate Commerce and Energy gets House Bill 1203 and 1258. Senate Education gets House Bill 1254. Senate Health and Human Services gets House Bill 1110, 1130, 1248, and 1263. Senate Judiciary gets House Bill 1261. Senate Local Government gets House Bill 1124. Consent calendar.
SCR 605, an act supporting the value of public higher education in South Dakota and encouraging continued efforts to ensure that higher education remains affordable for all South Dakotans. House Bill 1132, an act to add dental hygienists to the list of mandatory reporters of child abuse or neglect. 1195, an act to authorize the participation of certified registered nurse anesthetists in the recruitment assistance program. And finally, House Bill 1262, an act to regulate kratom for those under the age of 21.
SCR 605, House Bill 1152, 1195, and 1262, having had a second reading, are up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of SCR 605, House Bill 1132, 1195, and 1262. Members in favor vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Boland.
Aye.
Breitling.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Castleberry.
Aye.
Crabtree.
Aye.
Curd.
Aye.
Diedrich.
Aye.
Duhamel.
Aye.
Duvall.
Aye.
Foster.
Aye.
Freimuller.
Pass.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Hunoff. Johns?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Kobeck?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nessaba?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Roll?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Shanefish?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
Sutton? Simmons?
Aye.
Tobin?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Sickman?
Aye.
Freimuller?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 35 yeas.
SCR 605, House Bill 1132, 1195, and 1262, having received an affirmative vote of the majority of members elect, are hereby declared passed. Any questions on the titles? Hearing none, the titles are deemed correct. Second reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 128, an act to revise certain provisions related to news media coverage of high school activities.
Senate Bill 128, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. Good afternoon. I would like to, I see that I'm on the clock, subtract 9 seconds. I have before you Senate Bill 128. This goes back to 2013, at which time it was discovered that a public school or two in the state had sought to enter into exclusive contracts with media outlets. We said that that wasn't appropriate as a legislature, that all media should have access to public events for purposes of covering them. What happened a couple of years ago was that the High School Activities Association entered into an arrangement with the NFHS, the National Federation of the Association of High Schools, or something like that. And NFHS subsequently started putting their electronics into schools. And where they had their technology, they said that they had exclusive rights, and that if anybody, any journalism outlet, would choose to broadcast, webcast, what have you, games or events, that they would have to pay them for the ability to have a secondary broadcast. We don't feel that that's in keeping with the spirit of the law that was passed in 2013. I want to say the Education Committee was wonderful and generous with our time. They allowed us an opportunity to work out an amendment. I worked with the High School Activities Association, got some language that they could agree with. Right now, I said, everybody seems to be singing Kumbaya. I would very much appreciate your support. I would also note that there's language contained herein that establishes that this does not speak to championship events, which includes the state tournaments, because those are under the purview of the South Dakota High School Activities Association, and they do have the ability to enter into an exclusive contract with, in this case, South Dakota Public Broadcasting. South Dakota Public Broadcasting then would be able to allow people, based upon their terms and conditions, to conduct secondary broadcasts. With that, I ask for your support. I'll stand by for questions. Thank you.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 128. Senator Hunhoff.
Thank you, Mr. President. Question for the sponsor. So I understand about state tournaments, and usually it's got basketball, football that are broadcast. What about other sports that traditionally aren't broadcast? Could the media have access to that, or they can't have access to that because South Dakota Public Broadcasting doesn't necessarily cover those?
Senator Greenfield, you wish to answer?
Sure. We would encourage the media, so to speak, to cover all activities. We very much want for those individuals to have a light shown on their sports. So, yes, they could. I mean, there's nothing in this bill that would preclude that from happening. I think that element is taken care of within this bill. But, again, we certainly would encourage that every child who's participating in various activities gets the coverage that they are due. Thank you.
Further remarks? Any further remarks on Senate Bill 128? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 128. Members in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Boland.
Aye.
Breitling.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Castleberry.
Aye.
Crabtree.
Aye.
Curd.
Aye.
Diedrich.
Aye.
Duhamel.
Aye.
Duvall.
Aye.
Foster.
Aye.
Freimuller.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Johns.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Klum.
Aye.
Kolbeck.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nessebe.
Aye.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Roll.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Shanefish.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Steinhauer.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Simmons.
Aye.
Tobin.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
Zickman.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 35 yeas.
Senate Bill 128, having received an affirmative vote of the majority of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
Senate Bill 148, an act to establish the crime of torture of a human trafficking victim and provide a penalty therefor.
Senate Bill 148, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Diedrich.
Thank you, Mr. President and members of the body. Senate Bill 148 addresses human trafficking. We have developed our human trafficking statutes in South Dakota in Chapter 49, 22-49. We only have five sections in there. It's very cursory and somewhat broad coverage in that statute so far. One of the deficiencies, but we like to be efficient with our statutes in South Dakota too, but one of the deficiencies is in the activity of human trafficking, the biggest factor that's used to victimize these people is torture. And torture, so how do you define torture? We don't have a definition of that in South Dakota statute. What this bill, Senate Bill 148, does is proposes to create the definition of torture as it relates to the crime of human trafficking. And so it's to enhance the statute that we have in place to make some provide some clarity and provide some definitions that we don't have. And so is that a problem in South Dakota? Yeah, it is. We were rated last year as 11th in the nation for human trafficking. We were rated about 22nd in the nation for convictions for human trafficking. And why do we have that problem? We have three of the poorest counties in the United States in South Dakota. We have a major interstate going through South Dakota, major transportation line. We have events that draw a lot of people from outside of South Dakota to South Dakota. The Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. Pheasant hunting, good activities, but they do also have a tendency to provide cover for the illicit trade of human trafficking. So we have a problem in South Dakota that is a problem throughout the United States. But I believe that being 11th in the nation of having human trafficking is not acceptable for South Dakota. And I think if we can identify those who are the victims, and if we can prevent those other people from becoming victims through the introduction, sometimes that's by family members when they're young, by trusted people who don't know that it's that they're being victimized, or through torture, or the other course of ways that they do it. And so this bill adds some definitions to clearly define what is human torture as it relates to human trafficking in South Dakota. We had it in committee. There was an amendment to the penalty on that. And it came out of the committee. I urge your favorable consideration of 148. Thank you.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 148? Senator Heinert.
Thank you, Mr. President. Question for the prime sponsor.
State your question.
And I apologize, Senator. I was trying to get it pulled up before you finish your opening remarks. But you spoke of the amendment in committee. That took it from a Class 2 to a Class 1, And I apologize, we don't have a member on that committee, so we're trying to figure this out best we can.
Senator Dietrich, do you wish to answer?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. The penalty was raised from a Class 2 felony to a Class 1 felony by the committee.
Follow-up question, Mr. President.
State your question.
And this maybe is for one of the committee members. I noticed that there were a couple of nay votes on the amendment. And I guess if one of the committee members could possibly explain their thought process as to what the nay vote was or what the ramifications of raising from a Class 2 to a Class 1 would be, I'd appreciate that.
Senator Heinert, do you know who either one that cast a no vote?
I believe it was the two former justices that we have in the body.
Excuse me, the what?
Judges.
Oh. Senator Roll, do you wish to respond to that?
Yeah, so I was in committee, and that actual, I think most people in here know, I think oftentimes we over-penalize people. This situation is not one of those times, and that's why we did give it some more teeth. And the reason that we gave it more teeth is because currently just human trafficking alone is a Class 2 felony. So we thought it appropriate that if you torture the people that you're human trafficking, that it would be a steeper charge. I believe that the judges at the time thought that because it goes, I believe, from 50 years to 75 years. If they're not running congruent to each other, they thought that was a possibility. But they also left open the door that a judge would have the opportunity to let both go congruent to each other.
Senator Heinert, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you, Senator, for that answer. That's, we literally just didn't know what the thought process was behind that. We appreciate indulging us. Thank you.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 148? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 148. Members in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Boland.
Aye.
Breitling.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Castleberry.
Aye.
Crabtree.
Aye.
Curd.
Aye.
Diedrich.
Aye.
Duhamel.
Aye.
Duvall.
Aye.
Foster.
Aye.
Freimuller.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Unoff.
Aye.
Johns.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Klum.
Aye.
Kobeck.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nessebe.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Roll.
Aye.
Russell. Rush. Sorry.
she is really, really sorry.
Senator Rush.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Shane Fish.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Steinhauer.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Simmons.
Aye.
Tobin.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
Zickman.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 35 yeas.
Senate Bill 148, having received an affirmative vote of the majority of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.
Senate Bill 164, an act to modify the process for civil forfeiture.
Senate Bill 164, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Johns.
Mr. President, members of the Senate, Senate Bill 164 is an act to modify the process for civil forfeiture. It started out as an act to modify the process where we brought in criminal forfeiture, and we would have had criminal proceedings overlying the civil any forfeiture of property. We worked with the Attorney General's office and the Sheriff's Association and the State's Attorney's Association, as well as the South Dakota Criminal Defense Bar. And this is the product that we came up with finally. And everybody was pleased with it. What it does essentially is you will no longer be able to forfeit property for a drug violation if it's simply being that violation simply involves possession. It still allows for forfeiture of all properties for those properties that are used in the commission of the crime, and the perpetrator is benefiting from the crime. So it was based on the idea that it's an excessive fine for the state to take property that really bears no relationship to the crime and is really only a revenue-generating measure. So it's good legislation. I ask that you support it, and I'll stand by for questions.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 164? Any further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 164. Members in favor vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Boland.
Aye.
Breitling?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Castleberry?
Aye.
Crabtree?
Aye.
Curd?
Aye.
Diedrich?
Aye.
Duhamel?
Aye.
Duvall?
Aye.
Foster?
Aye.
Freimuller?
Aye.
Greenfield?
No.
That was no. Heinert? Hanoff? Johns?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Kolbeck?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nessebe?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Roll?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Schoenbeck? Shanefish?
Aye.
Smith?
Stalzer? Aye.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Tobin?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Zickman?
Aye.
Hanoff?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 34 yeas, one nay.
Senate Bill 164, having received an affirmative vote of the majority of members-elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.
Last bill for the day, Senate Bill 193, an act to revise certain provisions regarding remote notarization.
Senate Bill 193, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the body, we finish up the day with, I think, the most important issue that we have today, notarization. This is a issue that last year the body passed, electronic remote ink notarization, and that involves using someone with video communication technology in another room, could be in another state, that allows you them to sign a piece of paper with a pen, mail it, and then the notary completes the process. This amendment to the current statutes clarifies the process for practitioners, provides some better definitions, provides a form of a notary block to include in the documents that provides the details necessary for practitioners to use it properly. It also provides a more thorough definition of what personal knowledge means. Just, I'll give you a heads up. At some point in the coming year or two or more, the idea of remote online notarization will be an issue. The idea that you no longer need a wet ink signature, that you can use technology to notarize documents. The industry is not ready for that yet, but it is coming. And so I hope that you support this measure today because it is just a way of helping our practitioners use the current statutes better. Thank you.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 193. Any further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 193. Members in favor vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Boland.
Aye.
Breitling.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Castleberry.
Aye.
Crabtree.
Aye.
Curd. Diedrich?
Aye.
Duhamel?
Aye.
Duvall?
Aye.
Foster?
Aye.
Freimuller?
Yes.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Hanoff?
Aye.
Johns?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Kolbeck?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nessebe?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Roll?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Shanefish?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
No.
Tobin?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Sickman?
Aye.
Freimuller? Mr. President, there are 33 yeas, 2 nays.
Senate Bill 193, having received an affirmative vote of the majority of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct. There being no objection, we'll revert back to Order Business 8, Motions and Resolutions.
Senator Schoenbeck moves to re-refer Senate Bill 139 from the Joint Appropriations Committee to the Senate Committee of Appropriations.
Second.
Comments on that motion? Senator Schoenbeck.
Thank you, members of the body. This is one of those unusual technical sort of Martian-like appropriation speak issues that came up, that a bill is in joint appropes that can't be there, that needs to be in Senate appropes. I don't know who the heck we have in the President Pro Tem's office that screwed that up, but it needs to be fixed, and appreciate if we could pass this motion.
Further comments? Hearing no further comments, all members in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. President has a couple bills to sign in open session. President signing an act revised requirements relating to the publication of milk regulation ordinances. President signing an act to protect voter registration information for certain voters. Announcements. Senator.
We'll go with Crabtree.
Crabtree.
No transportation committee tomorrow.
Week, man. Yeah. You know, earlier I tried to bribe the secretary with a dollar if she would have called Senator John's name as Nelson, Senator Nelson, but she absolutely wouldn't do it. Senator Steinhauer.
There will be no bribes here. No Health and Human Services meeting tomorrow.
Senator Breitling.
Thank you, Mr. President. Last presentation of the year, tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, the Bureau of Human Resources will be presenting to Joint Appropriations, and then at 9:30, State Employee Compensation and Health Insurance will be presenting.
Senator Kamak.
State Affairs tomorrow at 10 o'clock, and I would like the body to take note of the clock. We have been very efficient this year, both in committee and on the floor. Appreciate it.
Senator Otten.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Local Governments tomorrow morning. We are full of bills.
Senator Rush.
Mr. President, I'm a little late, but could I ask for a personal privilege?
Granted.
Thank you. One of the things that judges do that is the most pleasant is adoptions. And Father Hussey and his wife adopted a child in my court, and he just told me she's a sophomore in college at this time and doing fine, and I wanted to recognize him because of that.
So. Very good. Senator Colbeck.
Thank you, Mr. President. Reminder that tonight at 8 o'clock at Perkins, the Capitol Commission will be present, and we are going to take up John.
Senator Johns.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate taxation will meet tomorrow at 10 o'clock. We have two bills with a considerable number of people appearing in opposition to one of them, so it could be a rousing time.
Very good, if you're looking for evening entertainment. Any other announcements? Madam Secretary.
Senator Nessebaum moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All in favor of the motion to adjourn will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Senate is adjourned.